White Elephant stadiums, but clearly that hasn't gone down very well with Lamine Diack. That's all the sport for now. Back to you, Audrey.
Aaron, many thanks indeed. Aaron Armstrong there with the day's sports news. Don't forget our email address, worldhaveyoursay@bbc.com, for your thoughts and comments this evening.
The BBC World Service in the United States is distributed by Public Radio International. Distribution is made possible in part by the Medtronic Foundation. During Sudden Cardiac Arrest Awareness Month, learn more about SCA risks and treatment at hearthelp.com. And by individual donors to PRI, whose contributions help bring innovation and diversity to public radio programming.
Europe Today from the BBC was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, florist, caterer, and eclectic bistro, serving lunch Monday through Friday, located at University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana. English Hedgerow delivers distinctive bouquets, plants, gift baskets, and gourmet catering throughout the Champaign-Urbana area.
This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Our technical director today is Henry Frayne. It's 12:31. Tom Rogers is here with our report of AM 580 News.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. While a 130-year-old building in downtown Champaign was destroyed by fire this morning, fire officials believe the area should be safe for a typical Friday evening. AM 580's Jeff Bossert has an update.
A single fire hose concentrates on hot spots in the remains of the Metropolitan Building at Church and Neal Streets, while loaders and other equipment are busy scooping up fallen brick and other debris. But the scene was chaotic shortly past 5 this morning, as flames shot 100 feet in the air and large embers threatened nearby structures, including the one main building across the street. Tim Kaufman, an operations engineer, made his way to the 6th-floor roof with a hose.
I got up there as soon after 5:30 that I could, dodging embers falling at me. And at that point, the fire ladder truck had gotten high enough up with his hose to protective spray on the one main building here on the north corner.
Kaufman says there were some holes in the roof along with cracked windows on several nearby buildings, including the M2 building under construction. One Main Development, which operates both buildings, says for that reason, the sidewalk on Church Street will remain closed until Monday. But Fire Chief Doug Forsman says the intersection of Church and Neal should reopen by late this afternoon. Meanwhile, the fire department is knocking down what's remaining of the Metropolitan Building's walls for safety reasons. There's still no word on what caused the fire, but there are no reports of injuries, and building owner Bob Balsrud says that's the important thing. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.
Champaign Fire spokeswoman Dina Schumacher now says because Ameren needs to access a gas line below Neal Street as a result of the fire, the intersection of Church and Neal as well as adjoining streets may have to remain closed through the evening. The Metropolitan Building was built around 1871, probably before there were paved streets in town. Former city mayor and local history buff Daniel McCollum says the Metropolitan Building was an example of Italianate, a brick building style popular during the mid to late 1800s.
It was the finest surviving Italianate building probably in the Twin Cities, but certainly in Champaign. And its loss is like a smile with missing a very large front tooth.
The Metropolitan Building was originally a commercial building. Champaign City planner T.J. Blakeman says the top floors were used as a meeting place for organizations like the Masons or the Oddfellows, and the Champaign Central High School basketball team used to practice in the building during the early 1900s. One of the building's owners, Bob Balsrud, says they put their heart and souls into restoring the building. He says the owners were planning on putting in 12 apartments and offering retail space on the first floor. Illinois Veterans Affairs Director says she'd be honored to serve in the U.S. Senate if Governor Rod Blagojevich taps her to fill Barack Obama's seat. Tammy Duckworth also says she would be honored to take a post in President-elect Obama's administration if he asks. But Duckworth says she hasn't heard from either the governor or Obama, and she says she was surprised when her name came up. Duckworth lost both legs in a helicopter crash while serving in Iraq, and the Democrat ran unsuccessfully for Congress in 2006. She says she can serve veterans wherever she works, in Illinois or in Washington. Duckworth made her comments today after speaking at a conference in Chicago on legal and medical issues facing veterans. A federal appeals court says Illinois does not have to issue specialty license plates bearing the slogan "Choose Life," favored by anti-abortion forces. The three-judge panel said in a decision by Illinois lawmakers not to authorize the Choose Life plate was viewpoint neutral and reasonable, and thus didn't violate anyone's constitutional right to free speech. The decision today reversed a January 2007 decision by a federal judge ordering Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White to issue those plates. Raises that Champaign County board members approved for themselves 2 years ago will take effect next month. The new rate is $100 per meeting, up from the old rate of $45. But they'll only take effect for some board members and not others. County officials say it's a mistake that cannot be fixed. AM580's Jim Meadows reports.
When they approved the raises 2 years ago this month, county board members didn't know about a state law requiring a six-month wait between passage of the raises and the start of the term in which they take effect. So the raises beginning next month only go towards county board members elected or re-elected last Tuesday. Members elected in 2006 will have to wait until after the 2010 election for their raises. Finance Committee Chairman Brendan McGinty, who will be getting a raise, says he doesn't think anyone on the county board is comfortable with the two-tier pay arrangement.
What an unfortunate situation. We can't rescind it. We can't change it. We can only change it for the next board term, 2010. So for the next 2 years at least,